The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase. This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Adult. I'm Jim Williams, your host, along with the one, the only, Glenn King. Glenn, why don't you take this opportunity to give us some opening thoughts and introduce us to our guest for today.
Greetings, Jim, and greetings to all of our wonderful listeners out there. We have started a revolution. We really have, Jim. This is episode number 5 of our podcast, and we have already gathered up thousands and thousands of listeners and subscribers who are all part of our transition into the age of adult entertainment enlightenment. That is the new world where porn and adult entertainment has spread from California to Nevada to Florida to all over the world. And if you look around, you'll figure it out. Your next door neighbor or your friend or whoever it is that's driving a nice car in your neighborhood is doing it by adult entertainment. There's cam artists, there's people doing custom videos, there's amateur porn stars. It's all over the place. And that's what our podcast is all about. We're here for you people out there who are curious about adult entertainment. And Jim, I'm so excited about today's guests because if there was a Mount Rushmore of adult entertainment, she would be on it. Her name is Christina Rose. She is one of the wildest and most entertaining individuals in the world. In fact, I'm just going to say it. She is the most entertaining person in the entire world. So without further ado, I mean that. It's true. Anyone who sees you and sees your Twitter knows it's true. Or at least watches your live Instagram broadcast, because that's better than any cable channel. God. So Christina Rose is with us, everybody. Christina Rose, little golf clap there.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Yay. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Jim, let's get right into it with her here, because we just got to wind her up and let her go. Christina Rose, whose Twitter is Christina Rose XXX, that's with the K. You are known as one of the wildest girls in adult entertainment. People call you the dirty girl. Walk us through how you got that title, how you got in the business, and was that something that just started up right away? Were you wild from day one? So tell us the story of how you got in the business.
Okay, so just real cliff notes, because Wikipedia, who cares? My first job ever in life was working for an adult pay site and just doing credit card processing. So that was kind of a little bit of a taste. I was watching porn before that. I was been watching porn since I was like 16, 17 years old. Hot Network, Hot Zone, all that shit. So that's how I got. I started there, and then I ended up going to a company called Matrix Content. They would shoot content for people that had pay sites. And they would also shoot for magazines, stuff like Playboy, Hustler, whatever. And I was the owner's assistant. And I was like 19, 20 at the time. And they're like, you're so pretty and you're so open sexually and just you're so cool. Like, you should do porn. But at the time, I was dating somebody and it just like, I was so young. I was just like, you know what? That's a big decision. Like, I don't know if I should do that. So then years later, and I would always get offered to get into porn, like just at the post office, whatever, because I lived in the San Fernando Valley, you know what I mean? So that's where everyone chooses porn.
Yep.
So it kept coming up. And at one moment, I wasn't with this guy anymore, and it came up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. Luckily for me, because I worked in that back end for Matrix Content, being the owner's assistant, I understood that there was agents, there's all these different things. So I did my research and I found an agent. I went with them, and that's kind of how I got started when I was 23. And then I was shooting for a while, and automatically when I first got in porn, everyone was always asking me, when are you going to do anal? When are you going to do anal? I liked anal. And I'd already done it before in my personal life. I like it. But as soon as I heard people asking me, like, my first agent said, oh, asses are the new thing. You have a nice butt. You need to tone up, but you're going to be pretty good. And then every set I went on, when are you going to do anal? When are you going to do anal? I didn't dare tell them that I already did it before and that I like it, you know, in my personal life, because I was like, let me see. You know,
back then you could get big money for your first anal, so you didn't want to let.
Of course, and this is back, like, this is years ago, like 2007. So this is when, like, big booties was, like, super starting to be really popping. And so just by how people were with me on set, you know, Glenn, you know me more than anyone else, but, like, you know, other people might, but I'm a very, like, outspoken kind of person. That's just me. That's who I am.
I would never have known that.
When I first came on the scene, or even anywhere, even if I go down to the strip club for the first time, I'm going to be mean, but I kind of tone it down a little bit. So I was just watching to see, and every set I went on, they're like, when are you going to do anal? And I was like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I wanted to feel it out and run my way through doing boy-girl for a year, just boy-girl, and see what guys I liked, and then shop my booty around because I knew it was an asset. And so I ended up doing my first anal for Elegant Angel. They offered me my showcase. And that was back when people weren't doing showcases like that. Like, no one was doing that. So they offered me a showcase, my own movie for my first anal, and I did it. And that's how they came up with Dirty Girl. We were trying to come up with a title for the movie. We didn't know what we were going to call it. And I don't know, we just came up with Dirty Girl. Because Mason would always be like, you're so dirty, you're so dirty. So she's like, dirty girl. So, and also, too, I think Lisa Lampanelli had a stand-up comedy thing. And the name of her stand-up comedy thing was Dirty Girl. And I would always make Mason laugh. So I think that's part of how she came up with it. So that's how it became the Dirty Girl. And I just, like, owned it since then. I bought the dirtygirl.com. I own it for, like, ever till I die.
And that's with a U. That's right. Isn't that dirtygurl.com? Do I have that right?
Yeah, the Dirty Girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Dirty Girl with a U. Okay, now wait a minute. So, because people have asked us to talk about some of the older.
No, with the I, just regular spelled.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I mean, honestly, there's not even anything on there right now because, Glenn, like, you know, I have, like, so much potential to, like, do all this bullshit with my name and everything that I've done with it, but I'm just so lazy. I just don't do shit.
You are not. You're not lazy because you do all this stuff.
I am, Glenn. I'm so lazy.
But yeah, even that laziness, you do so much more than most people. But wait a minute. Okay, I want to go back a little bit because you got a contract with Elegant Angel, which was huge back then. Elegant Angel at the time, and still is, was really one
First
of the top
of all,
producers.
That but you, was when Patrick Collins.
Yes, that's what I was about to ask you about.
Elegant Angel.
Yes. What was he like?
I have nothing but love and respect for Patrick Collins. First of all, he is a real pervert. It's not a game. It's not just for the money kind of shit. Yeah. He is a through and through real pervert. But also, too, at the same time, very respectful, very nice man. And, like, Elegant Angel, the things that I feel very lucky that I got to be a part of that time because that was a very magical time. People weren't doing showcases like they do now. So for Alexis to get the butt woman thing, and then they did the whole showcase movie about me, the dirty girl. They just made something up. Then they gave me slut woman. Like, they have resurrected those old titles that they hadn't really done for a minute. And so no one else was doing that. And it, for Elegant Angel, especially with all the directors that was there, it was just a magical time. William H., Mason, Patrick Collins, Graham, even though Graham's crazy now, but like not crazy, but like, you know, he has a mental disorder. But Graham is a very smart, intelligent person. And like, don't ever get it twisted. Like, he was a big force behind that. But just and even like the photographer, Carlos, everybody, like everyone that was there in the office from the receptionist, it was just a magical time. Like, I feel so lucky to be a part of that and that I was chosen.
Hey, you forgot one name. Hey, don't forget Jimmy, don't forget Jim Orlando.
Never forget Jimmy. Oh my God. Never, ever.
Yeah.
Never.
So people who are listening know, Jim Orlando is my production manager, but back then he was William H.'s production manager. And
oh my God, I feel so bad right now for a second. Like, literally, like, no, like, Jimmy is just a real one. Like, honestly, if he called me and he was trapped in Zizek because he accidentally killed someone, I would run over there with doubles, like, straight up, no questions asked. Like, Jimmy's a real one. Like, I fucking, but it, just in that time, it was a very magical moment that happened. It honestly, I feel like it made people, other companies in the porn game, step their game up.
Yeah.
And it was just a magical moment. That shit doesn't really exist now. Elegant, but Patrick Collins was a part of that magic. And it was my first time signing for, like, my second time at AVM, my first time signing for a real company, for Elegant Angel, you know, the big booth and the whole grandioso shit. And, like, I have a couple stories from that. I have a good story about Shyla, RIP, I love that bitch. So we all go to the awards, the AVN awards, and I go and I sit on Patrick Collins' lap, and I'm just like, I don't know about, I feel like back in my day when I started, like, there was real sluts around still, and now I kind of feel a little bit like, girls aren't real sluts, they're just like, I want to be famous. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but, like, do you suck dicks for fun or no? Like, what's up? So, like, I, like, went and I sat on Patrick Collins' lap, and I'm like, I don't ever wear panties, and, like, I'm sitting on his lap. And, like, I was, like, thirsty because I was stoned because I smoked weed with Pete and Alexis, like, prior. And I was, like, can I have some of your – I was, like, going to have some of his water. And he's, like, yeah. And I go to drink it, straight vodka. I was, like, going to die. And, like, he just, like, laughed and whatever. And I was sitting on his lap. And he kind of, like, kind of daddy – he was, like, kind of touching my pussy and, like, shit. And, like, people from, like, contract girls from Wicked was looking at me all, like, I'm dusty or something. And, like, I was, like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm not playing a game here. I'm not Meryl Streep with the slut shit. I'm the real deal. Like, that's why I'm over here. Like, that's why I'm here. Like, that's why I'm with the baddest company that's game changing right now. That's what it is. I feel very special that I got to be a part of that moment. Also with Elegant Angel, I'm the only girl in the history of Elegant Angel that has shot for every movie like 3 times. Like, they showed me so much love, and they when Patrick was there, like, that was the shit. Like, that really, like, did something for me. And I'll never forget, Jimmy was there, too. They kind of found me. They shot me a couple times before they gave me my movie. And William H. was shooting me. William H. is funny because he's a little goofy, you know? Let me ask you something really serious. He'd be, like, really serious. And I knew it's, like, Elegant Angel, a big company, so I'm kind of a little bit nervous. He's like, let me ask you something. Do you ever put peanut butter on your spaghetti? And I was like, what? And then, like, another time, like, you know, they would always be like, what music do you want to listen to for your pictures? And he goes, have you ever heard of that group Florida? Really, he meant Flo Rida. But it was just funny because it's spelled the same way. But I will never forget, even right now in this moment, I have chills. William H. was shooting me. This is before I had my whole movie, I think. But yeah. Elegant Angel was like, they were already planning on doing it. William H. was shooting my pictures for a box cover, and he goes, you know, you're about to be a big star. And I was like, what? He's like, no, I'm serious. And Jimmy was there. He's like, you're going to be a really big star. You're going to be a really big star. And literally after he said that, everything just went in that direction. It just went and went and went. And I fucking killed it. I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to dust my own shoulders off right now. I fucking killed it. And what makes me fucking so cool too is that girls that are brand new to the industry that were fucking in elementary school probably when I was fucking game changing, they're coming into the game right now, and they meet me and they'll be like, oh my God, Christina Rose, oh my God, I can't believe this. And like, I look up to you, and I'm so taken off guard by that, and it's so flattering to me. Like, I don't know, it just makes me feel cool. Like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I was a part of a very magical time in porn. And, like, I'm sure girls are experiencing their own magic now. But it's not, I guarantee it's not what I did in that moment. Not just me, but just to be in that moment. You know what I mean? Like, Alexis and everything, with Elegant especially, they were game-changing. To be a part of that.
Yeah, it was a different era of porn. And by the way, everybody, you're listening to Let's Talk Adult with Glenn King and Jim Williams, and our guest today, the dirty girl, Christina Rose. But yeah, Christina, I mean, it was such a different time, and you know, everybody, each performer was more able to make a name for themselves because there were just a lot less performers and so on.
I feel like there was more performers. I also do feel like there was more companies. There was more work going around. People were more genuinely happy.
And there was more money. There was just a lot more money.
So people were happy. So it didn't matter what spectrum of porn you were on, whether you were A-list, B-list, D-list, whatever. Everyone was happy. But also, too, it was a different breed of people. It's like girls that were genuinely, some of them were.
Yeah.
But most of them were genuinely sluts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people, I want to clarify it really quick just because I'm just gonna. Slut. What does slut mean? Before they gave me slut women the title, first of all, they asked Annetta Schwartz if I could, if she thought it was okay to pass the crown to me. Annetta Schwartz, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
No one can talk
about all blonde,
she
very
gave
much a slut.
The co-sign, like, yes, I approve. That one. But before they gave it to me, they said, Mason says to me, what is a slut to you? And I thought about it for a second, and I said, a slut is a woman that owns her body and does what she wants with it. Girls nowadays mistake this whole Amber Rose slut walk shit. I never needed your permission, bitch. I've been slut walking. I don't need you to tell me how to do it. So Amber Rose saying the slut walk thing, all these girls jumping on the bandwagon, and it's like, slut doesn't mean you're a glory hole, and just because anyone wants to fuck you, you're going to fuck them. If that's what you want to do, if that turns you on, that's a slut. But you just doing it because you think you have to or, like, whatever, that's not a slut. You being a glory hole is not a slut, unless it's what you want. A slut is a woman that commands her pussy. A slut is like, I'm going to fuck him, and I don't give a fuck. I'm never going to talk to him again, or I'm going to do this or that or whatever. It's you commanding your pussy and not letting society bring you down with their fucking bullshit ass fucking rules and expectations and shit. A lot of girls, especially young girls, mistake slut for being a glory hole and just letting any guy do whatever they want them. That's not a slut. A slut is a powerful woman that owns her pussy and says, you can have some, you can't. You can have some of this, you can't. I'm gonna do this, and I don't give a fuck. That's what I feel like doing. Not a human glory hole. Like, I'm not in West Hollywood. I'm not doing that. That's not me. That's not a slut. That's someone that has low self-esteem that's being used.
Yeah.
I'm only getting used if I want to.
No, that's it. You take charge of your life. You be Christina Rose, that you've always been Christina Rose and not listen to what anybody told you to do. And it makes you a powerful person because you do what you want to do. That's what I sort of was getting at in the beginning of the show. And I want to emphasize to all of our listeners out there that when you, no matter what you get into, somebody's going to be there telling you, okay, this is the way it's always been done. Do it this way. And then it's going to be up to you to decide, do you want to try to be like everybody else or do you want to be yourself? And Christina has made as one of the top stars in adult entertainment by being herself, which brings me to your Twitter, Christina.
Okay.
So let me just ask you, let's just pick out a random tweet here and let you start rolling on it, because this is how you express yourself. this and your Instagram lives. And so I want to give you a chance to do so. 24 hours ago, pound, stop being a punk ass bitch 2019, pound, it's the future. I got to ask about that one, but also the one right after that. You really don't know true humiliation until you've willingly licked the nipple of a fat old man that smells like embalming fluid for $20. All right, talk to us. What's
going
on?
Yeah, I did that. Okay, first of all, like, I love Twitter because people that can't, that don't have intelligent thoughts, that can't speak, that aren't witty, that can't write, or whatever their bullshit is, people that are just an image, just a pretty picture, they don't like Twitter. People that like Twitter are people that have thoughts and can do things and say things. Now, lately, I go on Twitter, everybody, and there's a lot of bullshit going on in the world. I don't want to touch on any of that. I don't want to talk about any of it because we don't need to. But I'm so sick. I go on the shit. I go on Twitter, and it's like all talking about all this bullshit. I'm upset about this. Someone offended me. It's all, let's talk about a porn tip. Oh, the webcam girls versus the fucking porno girls. And all, and everyone's just all negative. It's not even fucking, like, funny, it's not intelligent, it's all negative, and everyone's like, you hurt my feelings. Like, first of all, I don't know what fucking era you grew up in, but I grew up in the motherfucking 90s. Social media didn't exist, and guess what? Feelings got hurt. People got bullied. That's part of how it shapes you to be who you are. You know, earn your chops, take your shit. Get a thicker skin. Duh. Everybody been through it. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's like, have the internet. They're like, dude, bully. I'm done. I'm over it. Stop being a little bitch. Someone's going to say something to me and they don't like me or whatever their bullshit is. I really don't give a fuck. I don't. Not one. I don't know where the fuck that I was supposed to, this fuck that I was supposed to have that I was supposed to give, I think I left it in the womb because it's never been with me. So it's like, I'm just like, I go on there and I'm like, I want to read some shit because I follow some people and I also follow porn people. I mute a lot of them because it's all this whiny ass bullshit. I'm like, I go on and I'm like scrolling through it to like get some intelligence. I've been on Instagram for a minute, watching all these dumbass tutorials on bullshit. Fucking people like bitches with the same pose. Here's all my titties and my ass and they're like being spiritual. They're like, I just want to talk about war crimes. Like, what the fuck does this picture have to do with war crimes? Bitch? Like, I don't fucking know. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, let me go on Twitter and try to get some intelligence or some funny. And then it's all like, you hurt my feelings. Webcam girls are better than porn girls because porn girls are better. Like, okay, first of all, everyone's talking about sex workers unite. Webcam girl, porn girl, a bitch that walks the streets, any other different avenue. It's the same thing, but everyone's doing something different to their comfort level or what works best for them. Right. There's no shame in any game. Right. Webcam girls being like, oh, poor girl, I'm better than a poor girl because you're on webcam in Alabama with your boyfriend Chet who works at AutoZone and he fucks you on webcam and that's the only dude that you fuck and you be over here on tokens. I want to touch on that too. That's why I don't fucking do this webcam shit with these fucking stupid ass companies. Like, you're going to take half of my money and then not only that, you're going to say token. So I don't know that a token literally means I'm only making like 5 cents.
Glenn and I will be back with more of Let's Talk Adult right after.
This is firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome 5 Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
This.
So, Jim, we have to talk about an important subject real quick here.
Okay.
All right, Jim, what is the most common email that we get or question that is asked by our listeners?
How to spice up their sex life.
Exactly. How do you spice up your sex life? It's so important to spice up your sex life because if you're having sex with the same person, if you're being monogamous, you're having sex with the same person every night for an extended period of time and you don't do anything to make it more interesting, it's only human nature that it gets a little bit repetitive and boring. So what do? You role play, you add toys. We got all sorts of ways to do it. But the most important and best way, Jim?
Lingerie.
Lingerie, exactly. Get your wife, get your woman, get your girl, or your boy, your partner, some sexy lingerie to wear. And I'm so excited to talk to you about our new sponsor, Jim, Sexy Lingerie Heaven. That's sexylingerieheaven.com. They've got really incredible lingerie. I mean, you got to go look at their website. Have you looked at their website yet?
Absolutely. It's killer. I'm telling you right now that there's probably five or six things, right, that I can pick off there and definitely want to get for my wife for the holidays.
Yeah, and what struck me about it when I went to their website was that not only is the lingerie really sexy and erection-inducing, but it's very affordable. And then you say, okay, wait a minute, affordable garments, so where's that made, like, you know, in China or something? Am I going to be getting low-quality stuff? No, it's actually made in Turkey, so you're getting the high-quality product, but still at the low-end pricing. So it's a deal. But then I know what you're thinking, Jim.
It's going to take me forever to get it.
Exactly. Wrong. Although it's made in Turkey, they have warehouses in the United States, so it only takes 2 to 3 business days to ship it to you. And they have worldwide clientele, so it really doesn't matter where in the world you are. You can get lingerie from Sexy Lingerie Heaven. So we have a deal just for our Let's Talk Adult listeners, and it's a good deal. It's buy one item at the regular price and get a second item at 50% off. So to get that deal, you just need to use our promo code at checkout. That's GET50OFF, so that's GET50OFF, and buy $100 worth of lingerie, you get free shipping. So that's always nice. So there you go. What's the website again, Jim?
It's Sexy Lingerie Heaven, which is sexylingerieheaven.com. I'm telling you right now, it is a killer website. Very, very sexy. And use that promo code, GET50OFF. That's GET50OFF, and you get 50% off. Not a bad deal.
There you go. Go buy some lingerie.
Go now.
Okay, so Christine, hold on. So everybody, you're listening to Let's Talk Adult with Glenn King and Jim Williams, our guest Christina Rose, the most entertaining woman on planet Earth. Okay,
I'm
tokens.
I'm taking over the whole shit. Like, I'm just like, no. So I just went off on the Twitter rant because I'm like over like all these bitches. Like, we're the same people. You're mad at a porn girl because she sucks dick on camera and does all this bullshit, and she goes and be the hoe on the weekend at New York. But you're over here with Chet, with tokens, feeling holier than thou. Like, what is that? That's negative. Like, I don't fuck with that. So that's why I said that shit, because I was just like, I can't even look at this. I'm just so over it. Like, and then also, too, it's called, they're like, the webcam girls are like, the porn girls are against us, and like, I'm not, I webcam too. I do a rogue style, but I webcam too. I'm not against nobody, but it's like they're talking like they don't give us enough respect at the AVN Awards. First of all, bitch, look it up. Do you know what AVN stands for? Adult Video News Awards, not adult webcam. Now we have to have a webcam girl and the video girl. You're a part of the team. You got a bitch representing on the stage. What more do you want? Why is it always got to be shaming? I'm so over bitches doing that shit. So over it.
No, that's absolutely. The webcam.
Honest, that's why I found that.
That world is sort of merging slowly and painfully, awkwardly with the adult video world. But speaking of awards, the X-Critic Awards nominations came out. You actually got nominated for a tweet. This is
Glenn,
new. Did you see this?
I was crying. Like, first of all, I have the shittiest day ever, and I invited my friend. Do you know Peter Warren?
Oh, yeah. I love Peter. He's
okay,
great.
Peter is my best friend in life. Like, not even in porn, in life. I've known him for 10 years. He is my best friend.
And Peter's
but
with
Peter's
AVN, everybody, the magazine slash award show.
Peter has been with AVN for a long time. He's like the fucking, like, he is the right-hand man there. He's a phenomenal writer. He's a top writer there, very well respected by everybody. Everybody knows Peter. Peter is my friend.
Yeah.
So Peter, I was having a shitty day, and I invited Peter over to come eat food with me. I made food. He comes over after AVN. I live right down the street from AVN. He comes over, and he goes, oh, my God. You were nominated for an X-Critic Award. I was like, for what? I only did two scenes this year. So I was like, for what? And he told me what it was for. I cried. Like, I was dying laughing. I was like, this is exactly what I needed to hear.
So, all right. So you were nominated for your tweeting about Lana Rhodes. You did a parody of Chris Crocker's parody, the Leave Britney Alone parody. So explain this to
us.
Yes,
I did. Okay. What was the title of this category anyways for X's? Do you know, or for X Critic? Do you know?
It was something like non-sex performance or non-video performance.
Something like some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
I made this video just because I'm retarded and I get stoned and whatever. And honestly, like, I've seen bitches hate on Lana Rhodes. When I first met Lana Rhodes, honestly, this bitch irritated the fuck out of me. And I was like, fuck her, like, whatever. But then, like, over time, like, I'm not really involved in porn like that, so I don't, like, really care. But, like, she just irritated me because I had to drive her to the bank and she was, like, pressing me because I can't make the light go faster. I was like, damn, bitch, should have woke up earlier. I'm not a fucking Uber. Like, I'm only taking you with a super app. So I was like that or whatever. But then this is way early when she first got on the scene. So then she gets on the scene and all these bitches are all hating on her all the time. And I understand why, because she was cunty to me when I was taking her to the fucking bank. I was like, but then I heard the whole story about her being at, what was it, the hot video awards or some shit in Miami?
Yes. There was some kind of incident involving girls getting pushed in the ocean or something and arrested.
Yeah, no. So they had the awards thing, and Adriana Chechik,
yeah.
Who, I'm going to go there right the fuck now because I really could give a fuck. Adriana Chechik didn't win AVM Performer of the Year one year, Riley won, and she just had this huge fit. Her and Derek go into AVN and basically stonewalled them and was like, why did you give her Performer of the Year? She deserved it. You're favoring Steeler. And if you don't give her an award, then we're not going to let any of the girls from LA Direct come to AVN Awards ever again. So then you win the award the next year. Like, do you really, you earned it. Adriana Chechik is a bomb performer. She earned it. But did you really get it? You didn't, because how you got it. You could have got it the next year just on your own. But how, like, the Derek and all this bullshit, that's whack. That's not earned. So now, fast forward, Adriana, we're going to the fucking hot video shit. Adriana Chechik is there with the LA Direct, and Lana Rhodes is with LA Direct, and Lana Rhodes is the other popping girl. And I guess apparently Chechik won the award, and yeah. Lana felt like she was supposed to get it. And I guess they were all in the car together and fucking Lana fucking socked her up and shit. Fucking, she was like, that's supposed to be my award. Socked her up and shit. And then Lana Rhodes went like all ham and she threw herself in Tampa Bay and everyone's like, oh yeah, Lana Rhodes hit Adriana Chechik and oh, poor Adriana Chechik and Lana Rhodes is such a bitch and fuck her. I'm like, why? Because she's pretty and people like her and people want to shoot her and like she's a little weird. Like, we're all a little weird. We do porn. And then yeah. They're all going to play it. All these girls going to have all, Chad's going to have all these girls attacking her. So I kind of was like, first of all, I thought it was mad cool that she fucking threw hands at her in the van with Derek in the car. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall with all that shit going down. I wish I could have been there. I really wish I could have seen it. But just in my mind, I visualized it. And I was like, I fuck with that. Because one time I shit in the street in Miami and everyone was, talk about that, whatever. So I was like, I was just like, I fucked with that because I've been that bitch in Florida. Florida is a hell of a state. Let me tell you
yeah.
that right now.
Yes, of
Dick
course.
Goes down in Florida. Like,
oh, yeah.
You got to be okay,
but,
in Florida.
But wait. Let
so
me
Lana
just
Rose
make sure
off.
I understand.
Lana Rose went off and I always fuck with her. And then so people were on, after that, people on Instagram or on Twitter always talking shit and being mean to her and bullying her. This is what I love about Lana Rose. She just be on her shit. She just got new boobs and shit. And she got, this is how I became really in on Lana Rhodes. She got all these boobs done and all this ass done. She didn't need it, but she got her ass done and shit. She said on Twitter, I got my ass done, right? And then a week later, she said something like, all these girls want to say my ass isn't real. They're just jealous, whatever. And I just wrote back to her. I wrote back to her and I was like, Lana, I low-key love you to death. I'm your biggest fan, but bitch, you a whole lie right now. And she favorited it, and she, like, she LOL'd it. And I was just like, I love this bitch. And she always just goes online and just, like, no matter, every girl in porn hates her because she's pretty, and they fucking just can't stand her. And she's, like, everyone wants her. So it just makes them mad. And she's yes. always, like, whatever, I'm just going to go get another boob job, or, like, just on her bullshit. It's like, haters going to hate this bitch. That shit. So I don't know what happened that people were attacking her, and I just remember that leave Britney alone.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Let me just clarify for our listeners here. So the other story, there's two different things here. What you're saying is that she was in a car with Adriana Chechik, and she they got into it over the fact that Adriana Chechik won Performer of the Year. But you're saying that she had gone to AVN and demanded it, basically.
No. This was okay. A different incident. That incident with the thing with Derek, when they went into the office and yelled at AVN, yeah. That was about the AVN award. So yeah. This is fast forward after the fact. Hot video or whatever bullshit is, awards in Tampa.
Night moves. Yeah, the night moves.
So they all went out there for night moves, right?
Yeah.
And Chechik and Lana was nominated. Lana was super popping at that time too, like, you know,
yeah.
Like, and for that next year she was like looking at to be maybe an award winner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Performer of the Year. But at night most she thought she was gonna win it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sorry, Greg Lansky is an artist. I don't know if you know this, but she was like heavily working with him. So artistry killing the game. So Lana thought she was gonna win the shit, and Chechik ended up winning it, and they're all in the van. Derek, this is from what I heard, I'm gonna play telephone right now.
Yeah.
Derek, Chechik is in the front,
these are all LA direct
Lana, yeah. A couple other fucking LA direct bitches, and Lana says, let me see your trophy. This is what I heard. Lana says, let me see your trophy. And she looked at it, and I don't know, I guess something took over Lana. And she was like, this is supposed to be my trophy. And she just straight up stalked this bitch up. Lana, people don't know this. Lana's from Chicago. So I don't really know her like that. But literally how she stalked up fucking Chechik and all the bullshit she did and just how she talked to Little Frederick, that bitch is from Chicago. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just loved it. And then also, too, I don't like girls in the industry do that a lot. And especially with girls that get older. You know, like, after you win Performer of the Year, where is that to go from there? That's pretty much top. Yeah. I never won Performer of the Year, but there's a certain moment where it's like, okay, you know, I did my thing. There's new girls that come in. A lot of times, new girls come in, and older girls will be haters.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know what I mean? Like, they're salty because, like, you can only do a movie once, pretty much, you know, and then you move on.
Right.
Eventually, porn is modeling. Modeling, you can get shot out. Now you can develop your brand.
You run out of companies to shoot. What you're saying, yeah.
You could do that, but girls get salty. I never wanted to be that girl. I always, you know what, like, be like, I'm gonna do my thing, and I'm not gonna hate on the new girl. If anything, I'm gonna tell certain ones, not all of them, but certain ones that I feel out. I'm not gonna be mean to any of them, but I'm gonna everyone square with me. I'm not mad or salty. I already did all this shit, bitch. I did it all. I came, I saw, I conquered. So I don't feel any type of way about my legacy.
Right.
So
you have nothing to prove.
Comes, I'm not hating, but a lot of girls, and even girls that have bigger legacies than me, I've seen it. Hating, being mean, being very vindictive and very high school. It's like, damn, bitch, I thought you was a cougar now. Like, aren't you older enough? Like, what the fuck? I never wanted to be that girl.
You're not a
cougar. Everybody, but there's certain girls that I feel like I just something about them or something. Like, I want to put them on a little extra game. I'm always going to put everyone on game, give them the 411, every girl. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to be on set with some regular girl that's brand new, and here I am, Christina Rose. I don't think nothing about myself, but another girl might hear my reputation or know whatever about me. And you're the same as me. We're doing the same thing.
Right.
So I'm not going to treat you like you're beneath me just because I have awards or whatever. I'm not going to do that. And even if you're a fucking irritating, retarded bitch, I'm still going to push you on game. Now, there's certain girls, like, that I will go out of my way for and be, like, not out of my way, but, like, something in you, I see something in you, I want to give you a little more extra information.
Okay.
I always want to be that girl. I don't want to be the one that's salty and mean and just, like oh, so ugly.
Right, right. But getting back to Lana here, Lana put up a tweet after she lost her Instagram, which had hundreds of thousands of
that's
followers.
That's what it was. That's what right. it was.
And that spurred your tweet.
Everyone has been hating on Lana since that whole fuck. They were kind of low-key hating before that Night Moves thing. But then after that Night Moves thing, like, they were, like, major. Like, I saw girls straight up bullying her and being mean and whatever. It's like, it has nothing to do to you. You're just sucking Adriana Chechik's dick. For why, I don't understand. But whatever, that's your issue. So I just kind of, like, I don't know. I just like how she handled it, you know? And I like that she didn't just disappear, run away, and hide. She just was like, yeah, I'm back. Bitch, and guess what? I'm shooting for Greg Lansky in a helicopter tomorrow. So what? You know, like, she didn't care. And girls are constantly attacking her and trying, and she doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't give a fuck. She lost her Instagram. She was very upset about it. And I feel that because when Instagram first hit the scene, I could have 8 million followers right now if I had my original Instagram. But I've had my shit set down and went back in my heyday when I was doing my thing, like Lana Rose style, that shit was very devastating and upset to me. I'm not going to lie. I cried several times. So I felt her. But then I also seen girls being like writing, talking shit, like, oh, she's upset because she lost her Instagram. But if I scroll back to 6 months ago on your Twitter, you're like begging fucking Instagram via Twitter to let you have your Instagram back. But you're making fun of her for why? Because she's prettier than you, or because she gets more jobs than you, or she gets the job that you wish you had? That's negative. That's negative. She did nothing to nobody. That's negative. So I'm just like, so I just like, I went off and I was like, leave Lana alone.
Yeah.
First of all, I love Britney Spears. And second of all, like that Chris Crocker video, like I'm older. So that shit was viral. That was like, oh my God, it's so funny. So I just did my own version.
Everybody's got to go look.
I've done another parody. I did a parody of Brett Rossi.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. I don't think.
Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
One time I seen a video of Brett Rossi, and she went up on her she did a video, and she was like, Wicked, yeah, y'all better check some motherfucking birthdays, because I'm a MILF every day of the week, but I'm never a cougar. Don't call me a cougar. And now when I heard that, I was looking at Peter, because Peter works for AVN, so he knows, like, the Carfax, like, what's the logistics. To me, I always thought a cougar and a MILF was the same thing, but a MILF has kids and a cougar doesn't.
Oh.
That's what I always thought.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think? What is
I just thing? I thought a cougar was older than a MILF. It's kind of
really?
Like a go from MILF to cougar to GILF or something like that. Because, you know, in our industry, you don't have to have kids to be a MILF. You're just a MILF after you're not 18 anymore.
Okay, no, a MILF is mom, I like to fuck.
Well, I know what it stands for, but that's just in our industry. They start calling you a MILF after you're 21, let's say. And they just use it to mean not.
A MILF if you're tall and you have big boobs. There's girls that are young. I'm 34 years old. And, let's say last year, I wasn't shooting really so much this year, but last year, so 33 years old with Spiegler. Spiegler calls me up and he's like, yeah, you're working tomorrow. He's like, bring schoolgirl wardrobe, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You're a college girl, this is what you're doing. And Spiegler says to me, he's like, damn, he's like, you've been in college for so long, you should have like a fucking doctorate by now.
Right.
But no, I've seen it before where there's girls that are younger than me. And because they're tall and because they have breast implants, they're a MILF. But guys that really like MILF, that's not a MILF to them.
Right.
And to me, I always thought a MILF was someone that had kids, and a cougar was like this hot, like she could be a MILF, but she chose a career instead. She drives a Corvette or something. She picks up dudes. She goes eat some oysters in Malibu and shit, like picks up young dudes, like fucks the pool boy, like. That's her Steve, you know what I mean? And to me, like, a MILF is like, you have kids, you kind of got to fuck on the side, low, when your husband's not around and like between soccer practice or whatever. So I never thought a cougar was older then. So I was just like, what the fuck? Like, and then I was like, how old is Brett Rossi anyways? I'm like, she's younger than me. I'm like, she's just getting categorized. So it's like, I feel that, but I just thought it was funny, especially because how she did it. And she like pointed in the phone and she was hitting the phone with her finger. Like, y'all better motherfucking check the birthday. Calling out Wicked. And I just loved it. And I did a low-key, like, little parody of it when I was fucking drunk. And I'm not going to lie, I was on cocaine. It was New Year's. I was Riley Reed's fucking New Year's party. And I was with Dana DiArmond. We don't really
love Dana.
Along, but she was in on it, too. She was. It was just, it was so funny. And even I tweeted at Brett Rossi. And Brett Rossi, like, she took it, like, it's not an, I wasn't in trying to insult. I'm paying homage, like a drag queen. Like, I loved it. I loved it. You know who else is my favorite? What's her name? Hannah Hayes.
Oh, okay.
The girl that got mad. She posted, I did another one about her. She posted a video on YouTube. She's like, I really want to talk about this because she couldn't bring her emotional support lizard to set.
Right? This is my favorite tweet of yours. Yeah.
She was like, oh, these girls can bring their dogs and their cats to set. I was like, whoa, I've never seen a cat on set. The second of all, I was like, I hadn't seen a dog on set since back in the days when I first started. And the only bitches that could pull that shit were bitches that were like a contract girl for Wicked or Digital. Like, no one else could pull that.
Yeah.
One time I did pull that shit on Lisa Ann. She was hella tight, but she didn't say nothing to me. But she was hella fucking tight about it. But so it's like, I get it. But then I was also thinking in my mind, I was like, okay, why can't she bring her lizard? Like, that's not even doing nothing. Like, no one even would know it's there. But all these girls show up to set with their fucking suitcase pimp boyfriend. And then they're like lingering around. They didn't even help bring the luggage in. They're like lingering around trying to like get a job doing a scene. I'm like, that's okay, but this bitch can't bring her lizard. I don't know. I'm with Hannah on that.
So you put up something about your emotional support piranha, Rambo.
Basically,
Which, by the way, then caused me to name my fantasy football team this year the Emotional Support Scorpions. We're doing very well.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I love it.
We're doing okay. We're in the middle of the show. Yeah, okay. Jim is going to stop us now.
No, I just – no, no, I'm not going to stop you. I just – Christina, yeah, one of the things that I'd like to ask you is if someone was getting into business now, if you were talking to you coming into the business at 23, what would you tell you now?
First of all, let's scale it back because when I first got in the game at 23 – when a girl came into the industry at 18 years old, everyone was trying to hurry up and shoot her so they could have that thing. And she was did it for a second and left because they knew she was going to leave right away. Because someone that's 18 years old is not emotionally, mentally, or any way equipped to handle this industry. Me at 23, being through life a little bit, I was able, I had the luck to be able to see the background before I got in. So I had a little bit of an advantage. A lot of these girls nowadays, the girls that come in, all the girls nowadays are all under 20, which I kind of like. Some girls have been through life, so maybe they could do that. But some girls, I don't really think that they're ready. I don't think it's something good for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like back in the fucking, you know, the Vivid days and the VHS, it's like, oh, you do a porn. It's not on the internet. Once you do it, there is no taking it back. It affects every aspect of your life. I lost friends because of it. You know, my family wasn't tight. They weren't that tight about it. They were cool about it. They were honestly glad that I wasn't doing anything legal. But, like, it wasn't what they wanted for me, but they were supportive. Like, you know, all these different things, it affects your relationships. Any kind of, if you're trying to have a relationship or anything, it affects all that. It affects if you want to get a job after this. Even if you do it just for a couple months and then you go to try to get, you're not going to do it anymore and you go to try to get a job doing this or that. Once they Google your name, they're going to see it.
Yeah.
That it affects everything. So you need to be really sure that that's what you want to do. Also, too, don't do it because you want fame or money. everyone's doing it because they want money, but you kind of need to be a dirty person, like a perverted person to be successful, but also to be able to handle it. Because if you're not and you're just faking the funk, it's going to catch up with you. You're going to feel it. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect you regardless. Even if you're cool, it's going to affect you. Also, too, like, don't do anything. Don't let anyone make you feel like you have to do something just because you're the director. Go with your gut instinct. If you're not sure about it, if you get that feeling in the back of your neck, ask the question. Be that bitch. Your shot calling. Guess what? We're shooting one scene today, right? Because we're not shooting multiple scenes because it's not 2007. We're shooting one scene today. So I'm the pussy that's showing up. I'm the new girl. And now I have the director, the PA, the male talent. They've been on the scene for a minute. Well, let's see if we can get her to do this or whatever on some bullshit. Not everybody, but a lot of times when you're new, starting out, you're not working right away for Wicked or any all these major companies. You're doing rinky-dinks. So the atmosphere is different. You're earning your chops. You need to speak up. When something is happening and you're not feeling it, anything, I try to tell every girl, you are a leprechaun. Every girl is a leprechaun. You want to know why? Because I got the pot of gold between my legs. You're chasing my fucking rainbow. So when I show up to set, even when I was first brand new, I was a little bit, trying to be cool. Someone comes up to me and says something to me about this or that. I'll be like, no, I don't feel comfortable with that. Or this or that. I speak up. Don't let someone make you feel like because they're older than you or they've been in the game longer than you and you don't want to upset anybody because you want to be successful. A lot of bitches that are super successful, everyone hates them because they're a bitch. Because they don't let anyone run shit on them. Don't do something that you don't want to do if you're not feeling it. You could always do it later. You can't take it back when you do something that you didn't want to do. And, like, if you don't tell anybody you don't want to do it and you're on set and you're like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, okay, cool. And you don't really feel cool with it. And you go home later and you think about it, like, that wasn't cool. But you told everyone on set all day long it was cool. Kind of on you. You know
right.
what I mean?
You can't go back later.
So that's right.
You can't do this bullshit. Don't fuck somebody because you think it's going to get you somewhere in your career and you don't really want to fuck them. But you're doing it, and then that shit doesn't work out, and then later on you're like, I regret it. Do you regret it because you didn't want to do it, or do you regret it because it didn't work out how you wanted it? There's a difference.
Absolutely.
And also, too, I know you're not going to save your money, because we never do, but try to. Or at least spend your money on learning some other kind of thing.
There you go.
Take a class, bitch. Like, just take a class. Like, spend all your money, do whatever you want with it, but at least take some of that money and take a class.
Well said, Christina.
And also, pay your taxes, and make
Absolutely.
Sure that you have a reputable tax person.
Yeah.
Who is your taxes?
Absolutely.
Well, Christina, I don't know. That's all I got to say on that.
Okay. Christina, real quick, could you give us your social media, promote your custom video, Sex Panther, and anything that you want to promote?
I don't know. Like, I have my Twitter. My Twitter is at Christina Rose XXX. I spell Christina with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. My Instagram is, sorry, I'm drinking a beer, I burped. My Instagram is Ben Gina Franklin, like the female Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Right.
And I do custom videos. You got to email me for that. It's thedirtygirlkr@gmail.com. And that's about it. Oh, Sex Panther.
You guys, get on Sex Panther with her.
sexpanther.com/Christina-Rose.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's all there. I'll tell you what. This has been the fastest and most entertaining 45 minutes that I think we've ever done.
First of all, I think I was conducting a seminar and you guys didn't know that that's what's going to happen.
Right. She takes over. This is is her world here.
Yeah, we're just paying rent.
But I could listen to her all day and I'm We have to bring her back again. We didn't even get to the Costa Rica story, which is the greatest porn story of all time.
Right.
I got so much more to ask her. So, you know, we definitely.
Absolutely. She shall return. There's no question about it. Christina, thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries.
All right. Well, thanks to Christina Rose, and Glenn and I'll be back right after this on Let's Talk Adult.
The Local Wine Shop, a place where people go to get confused, frustrated, and end up picking pretty labels instead of great wine. Well, now there's a better way. At tastingroom.com, America's number one personalized wine club. Every bottle is selected based on your personal wine profile, and fewer than 1 in 50 wines makes it through our rigorous selection process. We're so sure that you'll love our wines that every bottle is backed by our total satisfaction guarantee. The Huffington Post calls Tasting Room the first wine club to get it right. Get amazing wines at incredible prices, selected just for you, delivered right to you. Go to tastingroom.com and receive your exclusive tasting kit of world-class wines. Once you get your kit, taste, rate, and build your personal profile one sip at a time. It's a no-brainer. Great wine without the guesswork, backed by our total satisfaction guarantee. Go to tastingroom.com, enter promo code GRAPE8, and get your exclusive tasting kit, a $40 value for just $6.95. Tastingroom.com, code GRAPE8. Tastingroom.com. Taste, rate, enjoy.
Welcome back. If you've not yet taken the opportunity to subscribe to our podcast, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we certainly make it easy. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store. We're very happy to be part of the Apple Podcast family. You can find us at Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, YouTube, and a number of other places. So just search Let's Talk Adult. That's Let's Talk Adult with Glenn King and Jim Williams. Hit the subscribe button or the like button. And each week you'll get a brand new edition of the podcast sent to your tablet, to your phone, and to both. Okay? So please do that for us. We greatly appreciate it. And by the way, if you do want to get in touch with us, it's simple to do. You hit us up on our email address, okay? And that is letstalkadult. That's letstalkadult at gmail.com. So letstalkadult at gmail.com. for any questions or suggestions or requests, all right? So please do that. Well, Glenn, it's that time of the show where you give us some closing thoughts.
Absolutely, and today we just want to talk about being yourself, because Christina Rose has made a career and a life out of not caring what people think about her and ignoring the advice of people telling her, hey, tone it down, don't do this, don't do that. So I got a quote here from Bruce Lee, the greatest martial arts actor in the history of the universe. And he said, always be yourself, express yourself, have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it. Don't go out there. And so that's the quote. And then don't go out there for me and find somebody that you respect and try to be just like them. You've got to brand yourself and become your own person. And Jim, I just want to say one more thing. I'm sure. So thrilled about all the people that have been listening to the show. Our numbers are way beyond what we could have possibly expected. So I want to tell people, get out there and continue to support us. The only way that you can support us, and that is by subscribing to the show. So don't just listen to the show. In fact, right. I don't even care if you listen to the show. Just click the subscribe button, because that's how we count you guys up. So support us by going on iTunes or Spreaker or TuneIn or Spotify or any of these guys and click the subscribe button.
Please do. There you go. Absolutely. All right. For Glenn King, I'm Jim Williams saying we'll catch you next week on Let's Talk Adult.
This is firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase. This is firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs.
Introducing new Firehouse Pears. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.